Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Direct from the Intercom Broadcasting Studio, Shannon in the Morning, checking in on the Starphone today, is a Grammy-winning hitmaker. He sold over 30 million records. Please welcome Kenny Loggins to the show. The crowd goes crazy.
Yeah. Hey, good morning.
Hello, my friend. How are you today?
I didn't know they let you stay on the air all these years.
Well, that's not very nice, Kenny. I wouldn't say anything like that about you. I remember that album with Vahalia on it.
Yeah, right.
Remember that?
Nope.
No, trying to forget.
Well, I got to tell you, I can't tell you how many times I repeated the story that you told at a concert we did together in, well, I didn't do it. I introduced you in Stamford, Connecticut, a wonderful charity. And you were talking about before you ever had a hit record, you moved out to Los Angeles to be a songwriter and you would play at little private parties around town. And you had this song, House at Pooh Corner. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And where you're going with that is that one of the parties that I played at, there were a couple guys there from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And they wanted to record that. They had not made their Uncle Charlie record yet.
Right.
They were going to record it, and then I got a call from John McEwen, who was the leader of Dirt Band. He said, we can't do the song. It's copyrighted by the Disney people. And I was going on a date that night, and I told my girlfriend, I thought I had my first song record. It's not going to happen. Disney lawyers killed it. And she said, Disney lawyers? Well, let me talk to Daddy about that. It turned out her dad was the CEO of the Disney Corporation.
Oh, my God.
So I was definitely dating the right person.
And that's how he got his very first hit record.
That was the first big break, yeah.
You know, that is still a wonderful song when you do it in concert. I love that
Scott, song. If you love that song, you got to listen to it. And I have to tell you, all three of my kids were raised listening to the album Return to Pooh Corner, which is like all the pretty little ponies and all these incredibly beautiful lullabies that I used to play for my kids when they were babies.
Yeah, thank you. My daughter told me she's away at college, and she said some nights when she's having a tough time, she'll put that record on to help her sleep.
It is the most beautiful, beautiful piece of music, on nonstop pieces of music. It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you what, Kenny Loggins and Friends live on Soundstage is out right now, joined by his old friend Jim Messina, Michael McDonald, David Foster, and others. Now, this is it's got two CDs and a DVD, right, Kenny?
Yeah, it's the whole Soundstage show. We took about 4 days to make the show and shot for 2 days because I wanted to bring David in. David and I wrote things early on, like Forever and Heart to Heart. David and Mike McDonald and I wrote Heart to Heart together. And so Michael would play the verses, and then David would come in and play the choruses.
And, of course, Your Mama Don't Dance, you did with Jim Messina in this thing, right?
Right. Yeah, Jimmy came in. We did about an hour's worth of material.
I remember when you told the story about your brother and the baby that he had, and you wrote a song for him, too, didn't you?
That's right. It's called Danny's Song.
Oh,
Danny
song.
That's his brother,
song.
Danny. And you didn't have a present for the baby, so you wrote a song.
Well, it just, you know, I was writing a lot back then. I just sit in my room. I was, 18? Sit in my room and knock off songs.
It's funny, too, because I saw a quote. Now, I don't know if it's an old quote or not. You're talking about the four stages of show business.
Yes.
Who's Kenny Loggins? Get me Kenny Loggins. Get me a young Kenny Loggins. And then?
Who's Kenny Loggins?
That's the circle of life.
I don't think you've hit that stage yet. I hope people still know who the hell Kenny Loggins is.
He's the best. Are you going to be doing Danger Zone again for the new Top Gun movie?
Well, I sure would like to. I'm not sure. I haven't gotten a definitive answer on that yet. I think they're still sort of fishing, looking to see what they can do musically.
Mm-hmm. But, well, you should be.
It's hard to imagine Top Gun without Danger Zone.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I've talked about it before on how these movie themes have really kind of kept you alive for a long time. I mean, you've written so many great songs.
Life support.
Kids all know you from the movies.
It's funny how that goes, yeah. The reason I get that whole nickname of the King of Soundtracks is because think about the movies that I just lucked into. I mean, primarily Caddyshack, which is still heavily rented.
Sure.
Footloose, which is heavily rented. Top Gun, which is heavily rented. So I just hit three iconic movies in a row, and I almost had a song in Flashdance. I was signed up to do a song for that, and I fell off the stage in Salt Lake City and broke three ribs.
Oh, wow.
And had to bail from that project.
Kenny Loggins and Friends, live on Soundstage, out right now. Check it out. Two CD, one DVD combo package, and it's going to be on PBS. Yeah, Soundstage, what, next year?
In January, yeah.
Perfect.
But you can see it now.
Thank you, my friend. Great talking to you. Kenny Loggins!
Woo! All right, thank you.
Thank you.